Hello, and welcome to Starcase Certifications segment, But Do You Know? I'm your host, Rabbi Tzvi Goldberg, a Kashrus Administrator at Starcase. Today, we are going to meet Matis. Matis is a tomato lover who has noticed that more and more hydroponically grown tomatoes have made their way into his favorite supermarket. Matis, do you know that Kashrus-wise and Halacha-wise, there are a few things you have to be in the know about when it comes to hydroponically grown tomatoes and other produce? First of all, Matis, let's talk a little bit about what hydroponics are. Simply put, hydroponically grown produce is grown in a liquid nutrient solution, providing the carbon, nitrogen, phosphorus, and other nutrients the plants need without soil. The plants are supported by porous material such as sand, gravel, foam, or glass wool that acts as a wick in relaying the nutrient solution from its source to the roots. Do you know, Matis, that the most common hydroponic crop grown in the United States is your favorite? Tomatoes. They are followed by cucumbers, lettuce, herbs, and peppers. Hydroponic vegetables are brought in from Canada, Mexico, and Europe. Due to the special status of Eretz Yisrael generally, vegetables grown there must have maaseros, tithe, separated. However, hydroponically grown vegetables are free from the obligation to separate maaseros. In addition, under certain conditions, they may be grown during the sabbatical year of Shemitah. Let's explore some of the various halachas which are applicable to hydroponics. Matis, do you know that the bracha on hydroponically grown vegetables is shehakol? The bracha of Ha'adamah is applicable only to vegetables which actually grow from the Adamah, the earth. Although many commercially sold tomatoes are grown hydroponically, unless you know for sure that the produce was grown hydroponically, one should assume it was earth-grown and recite Ha'adamah. The actual bracha which we make on hydroponically grown vegetables has ramifications for a Pesach Seder as well. Hydroponic romaine lettuce should not be used for maror at the Pesach Seder. Doing so would put us in a position of doubt whether or not to say shehakol on the maror. Regarding bug checking, Matis, hydroponically grown vegetables, lettuce, herbs, and so on, sold commercially without kosher certification, should be thoroughly checked since they grow under conditions unknown to the consumer. By the way, you might be interested in knowing that Starcase certification certifies the AeroGarden, enabling year-round home growing of vegetables like salad greens, herbs, basil, cherry tomatoes, and chili peppers without soil. It provides a controlled growing environment and allows you to control the insect infestation. The plants can be left unattended for up to 2 weeks, depending on the type of plants and their maturity. You can learn more about hydroponics and halacha by visiting the Starcase website, www.star-k.org, and viewing our archived Kashrus Currents article on hydroponics. Matis, you can now consider yourself Starcase informed. Until next time, take care.